This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs City Council is set to appoint members to a commission that will give input on policing practices. The council approved creating the commission after national protests over the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. More than 800 people applied to the commission, and tonight the council will appoint 11 commissioners and two alternate members. People who work in adult protective services may be able to continue in the field in spite of substantiated claims that they hurt someone in their care. CPR's Megan Verlee reports. That's the finding of a new state audit.
The audit looked at what happens when someone who's found guilty of mistreating an at-risk adult appeals that finding. In 98% of those cases, they reached a settlement that kept their name out of the background check system, potentially allowing them to work in the adult care field. The audit also found counties were screening out a large number of mistreatment and neglect reports they should have investigated. Last fiscal year, counties received 25,000 reports of at-risk adults being mistreated or unable to care for themselves independently. They investigated about a third of them and confirmed 1,300 instances of abuse. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangio has been fined $100,000 for not keeping his face covered during last Sunday's game. Fangio did wear a mask, but he often pulled it down to call plays. The Broncos lost to Pittsburgh Sunday 26-21. They play Tampa Bay next week. Metro Denver has highs today in the 80s. It'll be in the 70s in Colorado Springs, 60s and 70s in the mountains today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.